show you're about to listen to, or watch if you're watching the video stream, may contain material you may find inappropriate. Listener and viewer, discretion is advised.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
Long time no see.
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 How long is this gonna go on? Yeah!
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org. Also streaming live on radio.
I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
Made it into this thing, so we have that.
I don't know why. I don't know why Icecast decided to not accept connections for some weird reason. But, I fixed it. I fixed it and I'm back, and apparently I'm larger than life, according to OBS. So that's cool. I like this. It's very, very... Let me resize that there. There we go. That looks a little bit better. All right, this is RSN Live with your crazy person voice who is not drinking beer tonight. We decided to up it a notch and go with some Tennessee honey whiskey, courtesy Jack Daniels. So this should be a good show. I think we'll find out. I guess I should open the Mumble. Hold on 1 second. Let me unmute myself. There. Oh god, it's loud.
Well, everything's loud.
Who permitted this?
Me.
So yeah, we are doing this.
Are we?
Yeah, I got connected to Icecast. We're good. We're off to a good start.
Ice fun.
Oh wow, someone actually posted something on RSN radio. Oh. Sorry.
We did. And it has nothing to do. Oh yeah, no. Oh, the IRC was linked. Oh. Everything is good to go.
Good to go.
Oh shit.
Quick note here before we get too far, because I should probably hold the mic down so people can hear me. There is the IRC chats. There's the RSN chat, and then there's the Radio Sega chat. I'm gonna come off as an asshole saying this, but fuck it. We are not using Discord on RSN Live, so if you're on the Radio Sega Discord and you're like, why I don't hear what's going on, it's because we're not there. We're in our own little safe space, if you will, an echo chamber.
Voice.
What?
The Discord is dead. That Discord is dead. The last person to message was 20, and it was like an hour ago.
Okay, well,
doesn't mean it's dead. It just means nobody's on.
Inactive. It's like every other channel on IRC. It's inactive. So it's just like IRC. Why even move?
Anyways, yeah. Come on, everybody come back to the IRC.
I'm gonna get words.
Oh, Petra, you're online. Did you finally get my DM?
What?
I sent you a DM.
Like I was saying,
Discord.
There's the IRC chat rooms. You can also go to rsnlive.randomsonicnet.org and then click participate, and that gives you some more information, like how to get on the awesome, super cool, duper RSN Mumble server, which is where we are right now. We're all on the Mumble server, because Mumbles.
Mumble.
They like didn't this. Take for fucking ever to get a Linux client.
What? Who did?
Mumble.
Mumble. Oh, yeah, okay, I see. I see what you're saying.
Does Discord even have a Linux client yet that's out of beta?
Okay.
There's the browser version.
Fuck the browser version.
logged in for the first time in 2 weeks.
Look, I'm the kind of person that, you know, native is better than this. HTML5 is good for certain things. Web chat platforms, I feel, are not where it's at.
It's when you get an Electron shell wrapper. Well,
at least you haven't experienced Yahoo chat from a web browser. That was the worst.
I experienced it from the native client. I still remember that, like, door knock sign-on sound.
The best. That was the fucking best. You don't even know.
Hey, ICQ, motherfucker. ICQ. Do you remember your digits?
No, I don't remember my digits because my account's been closed for years.
Girl, what's your digits, yo? this is going like right over everyone's heads.
Yeah, what, I don't remember ICQ at all. Boys, because last time it was relevant, I was an infant.
Who is our target demographic?
Retards.
Yeah, but retards. I mean, who doesn't know what ICQ was who's in the mature audience spectrum of things?
You're calling this show mature. That's your first mistake.
Yeah, that was
no, I mean, no, it's
okay. It's mature in the fact that I'm drinking liquor live online, and the fan fictions are definitely up there in the what. By the way,
I have ice cream.
I would like to point this out. There's a feedback form. rsmlive.roundsocknet.org/feedback. You can tell us about
or
the show. But
or if you want to experience real feedback, just take a microphone and put it on that to the speaker of your sound system and just, you know,
perhaps if you can get a guitar.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
guitar feedback's the best.
Oh yeah,
look, was it Lou Reed did like a fucking album that was nothing but guitar feedback? It was the best.
Yeah, it still wasn't as bad as Lulu.
I'm all over the place trying to find numbers. Sorry. We're reminiscing. You younger children wouldn't know about the glory days of dial-up web chatting.
Oh God!
It was during the
NOM flashbacks.
The AOL. Wonder that was having to dial into your best friend's house to play Command and Conquer, and then somebody picked up the phone, and it was all over. That was how you rage quit too. Oh, I don't know what happened. Someone must have picked up the phone that was right next to my computer.
It was the same decade when everybody had to own a skateboard.
I don't think AOL ever died.
It kind of just like changed.
It's still there. It's like MySpace. It's still there. It's just.
It's not a broadband provider anymore.
What?
I don't think AOL ever provided broadband.
I have an AOL email address, and it is still my primary email address.
I don't have
talk about laziness. Can't change a fucking email.
Hey.
Whoa.
Shush.
Whoa.
It works.
You know, auto-redirect is a thing.
You can't, nope, not on AOL.
What, seriously? Oh, yep. Wow, that's screwed.
They've explicitly not put that feature in to stop people from jumping ship. It's,
no.
We're
the Hotel California of email chains. You can never leave. I'm giving you the illusion of signing up for Hotmail. It'll all go to your AOL account. No, see, I didn't even have AOL. I had, like, a local ISP that you dialed into, and I remember them letting us go into their back room where all their, like, modem equipment was, and it was just, like, walls and walls of modems and shit.
There's, in Timmins, there's a college. I used to work IT, and I've been to the, like, sub-basement. And,
it's the basement that's below the basement.
And it's, there's a retarded amount of modem equipment still in use down there, and it's just like, it's all been reorganized, as in, if they need a new modem, they go to the patch panel, patch some cable in, and then run a cable all the way across the room and dump a modem onto a random desk?
The room is literally just patch cables across the floor.
Oh god, yeah. And then
also,
and then there's like
I never
the Ethernet
Dreamcast,
section.
So I never got to experience Dreamcast dial-up brittleness.
You can still do that to this day. I do.
I'm sure you could. I don't have a Dreamcast though. And emulating it just seems like cheating.
Emulating Dreamcast is almost impossible. It's just it's terrible. Don't do it.
It's buggy as hell.
Don't do it.
Double DC is probably it's cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I tried using Chancast as well. That was awful.
Why is your fake accent right like that just then sounded just like the guy from the Big Shot segment of Cowboy Bebop?
Oh God! Didn't he have a fake accent?
Yeah, it was an accent. Yeah. It was an accent that doesn't exist. The voice actor was specifically told to do that.
Ah.
You.
T-I-L.
Hey. A little more descriptive I was looking for, but you know, whatever. Let's see. No, I never did that. I only did PC dial-up gaming because...
What a quick crash.
Here's the thing. I didn't get a game console that wasn't a NES until 2000. Alright? And that was a PlayStation 1.
Nice.
PlayStation 1 was my childhood.
No, Spinnick.
Got
nice.
At the very end.
So many hours.
Got a Wii.
Google just released its first commercial application. That
Google
isn't
Maps,
Google Earth. I mean, for consumers, really. It's... You paint in VR. It's called Tilt Brush. It's $32.99 on Steam.
Speaking of VR, I don't know. Am I like the only one here that is just enjoying watching the Oculus Rift crash and burn?
It's pretty bad.
Hey,
I'm looking forward to the PlayStation VR as well.
It is just boom. It's gone Hindenburg.
Yeah, but you could also have said that about the VHS, and then look what happened.
What VHS? VHS.
Yeah. Yeah, well, even though it was worse, and I worry the same thing will happen to VR.
You think that the Oculus is going to prevail and the Vive / Vive is going to crash and burn because...
You've seen the price!
Because, well, the price is expensive, sure, but it comes with a lot better...
The price
exactly.
Of a VR over DRM. Is the same price for a new PC.
Yeah, and you have to buy a new PC as well, because your old PC doesn't fucking handle shit.
Yeah,
my
laptop couldn't handle that fuck.
Didn't somebody do one of those like economic comparisons of what game consoles cost like back in the day? I think like a NES was like $500.
Yeah,
and then you got the Neo Geo. It's like $600 or $700.
I think the Neo Geo was like $1,200 in today's dollars.
It's fucking crazy.
Let's not even get into the games themselves. Like, who wants to pay $70 for Sonic 3?
Hey, I don't think you look like a dick playing VR. I just think it'll be hilarious as hell to do a Sonic game.
Have you seen that video of like some guy on the train playing Samsung VR with his controller? And he looks to the left and he goes, and then he goes back and like continues playing the game. It's.
And then you see what he's actually playing, and it's just a simulator of a. Subway.
I brought my Gear VR on the airplane. Subway. It was pretty okay.
Sanic VR.
It's Zodick.
Speaking of Sonic in real life, look at the Owen Spinnix shirt.
What about Navy?
It's like a ring.
Oh my god. Circular things equals always rings.
It doesn't look Sonic. It looks more like Lord of the Rings. I mean, if anything else, like if you had to spin that ring in the air before Frodo put it on, and then he went into that unhappy place for like 30 seconds. I can't be the only person here who watched the first movie with my Sonic.
I don't remember it. I watched it, but I don't remember what happened.
Oh,
that was stuff going on Facebook.
But, yeah, no, so VR is crashing and burning. I don't know what's going to happen with the Vive.
The Vive looks, honestly, it looks like it's
also, it's going to come down
winning.
To who gets the porn game first.
Well, like, I mean,
Japan.
It's going to be...
VHS.
It's going to be the Vive because, A, there's no store really for the Vive other than Steam. And, well, but, for Steam, they have porn games, but they're patched, but usually there's a patch to get it to not, you know, be censored. Censored. And the Vive has those controllers that work.
All I know is one of the things that to me puts the Vive ahead of the Oculus Rift is that, first off, it's full motion VR. None of this, well, we're just gonna track your head and where the controllers are.
PlayStation!
Vive, they're both the same.
Like, the important thing to know
is. You can tell me. You know, PlayStation VR or whatever the fuck they're calling it, all you want. But
that's boring.
The fact
coming
of the
out
matter
in October.
Is, the PlayStation just sucks. This generation just sucks.
I thought it was good. People like it.
Power-wise. People
Panda?
Like it because it's PlayStation.
Panda left?
It's brand loyalty. It's like the assholes like me that keep peddling Steam because, oh my god, Valve. My Valve.
Gaming!
Nerve! Game.
Panda leave.
I don't know who this panda was.
Who's is it?
He's there.
Oh, he's still there.
And
yeah,
whoever's managing the channel, Tassos, he's doing a good job. I'll let him keep going. He's not fired, no.
No, not yet.
As RSN channel manager.
RSN channel manager. I'd like to speak to your manager. Actually, what is he on this channel? I forget.
Everything soon
he's
enough.
Just an op.
I can't do anything.
Ooh,
either.
Dot users.
He's an op. See, it goes peon, half op,
ooh.
Op, manager, co-owner, owner.
Oh, then who's co-owner?
Wow. There's no co-owners right now because
I'll be a co-owner if you need
me,
it.
Me.
Can I be a co-owner?
We're gonna start the auction at $500.
Come on, team money, come on.
I'll buy you a Vive, and by buy you, I mean steal it.
Steal a Vive, okay.
Mm-hmm. It'd be
no,
that easier than
$400 on another console. Do you look? I don't know how well it shows up on the video stream, but you can see what happened the last time I spent money on consoles. They're sitting there on the corner of that dresser that's turned into a TV stand, collecting dust.
Dust magnets.
Well,
so is your graphics card box. Or is that a laptop box?
It's a laptop box. Graphics card box.
I think it's Sonic has less dust than my Xbox 360.
Comes with a carrying handle for your GTX Titan.
Yeah. The GTX, actually, I still have a box if you want
grilled.
To see what an actual Titan box looks like, but...
Doesn't it have, like, the video card, like, in there sideways for some reason, or vertically? Hello?
I will.
On its side?
It's the original Titan. They weren't too anal about it. I can go grab it if you want.
We'll say things. I'll keep drinking Jack Daniels. And he gets sucked into the closet by a monster. The end. It's like not The Shining. Poltergeist. That's the movie. Poltergeist.
Okay, here's the box.
Here's the box. The box. Oh, it's not
certainly
the
is a box.
Card.
No, it's not a reference card. You think I paid NVIDIA directly?
Yes.
God, no.
God damn it.
Woo!
It's, yeah. I bought it used off a friend, so, for like $300, so...
Rex, I don't drink, Pabst Blue Ribbon, But fun fact, the company that brews Pabst Blue Ribbon also now brews Schlitz. Steambox. Here's the thing about Steambox.
My 960's in here, but this is what the box looks like.
My 960. You know, you could build a Steambox with that.
A 960? Full-sized, you know...
What do you think's in that machine over there?
You could use an original Xbox and build a Steambox out of it.
I could build a Steambox out of that, but, you know...
What the fuck? What was that?
Oh, God.
I love how that somehow goes over like the main channel.
Well, it's because you have incredible echo all the time.
Like, yeah, it's true.
Like your mic is somehow always picking up. Oh wait. Frogging 101.
Yeah.
Is this what happened when I plugged my headphones into that box? Remember how we were having this problem?
The box.
Where you could hear my music over mumble?
It's basically the same issue. I don't know if the cause is the same, though.
Royce, do you have, like, a volume control box on your headphones?
They're on the... Yeah, they're over here. Like a wiki-wiki-wiki like a DJ.
I I feel like that might be the problem.
Why? Why is the volume on my headphones the problem?
No,
it's
the control box. It caused crosstalk on Spinix headphones, so...
Yeah, it's happened before.
Want me to just put my earphones next to my nice new speaker?
I don't know. It's a USB dongle thingy.
USB dongle thingy?
Here, I'll kill my audio just for you.
No.
Just kill yourself.
Okay. It also doesn't help that he doesn't use push-to-talk. Well, you know.
Does he use echo cancellation?
No, probably not.
Well, he probably should.
I thought that would work. I was like, I'll just unplug the headphone jacks from the USB dongle and I could show him the USB dongle that's connected to my computer still.
Wait.
I'm an idiot. I'm a
fucking idiot. Wait, you've got a USB...
So, hold on. Let me look up the...
Just move the webcam.
Are you using one of these?
Do you know how long it takes to get that webcam in place?
Are you using one of these, like, USB to those headphone jacks?
Let me look it up for you.
Like a DAC or a DSP? Sennheiser?
Sennheiser?
Like these things?
Senator.
I'm looking. It's taken a while.
I got my Schweinhusers right here.
Look, I'm drinking. I get an excuse. What's yours?
Drinking. The show's been on for 25 minutes. I don't think I've even seen you take a sip.
You haven't seen me. Oh my God! You're not.
Probably takes
attention.
A big swig.
You're not paying attention.
Probably not.
I have a more important question. Do you have echo cancellation enabled?
Let's check.
Tonight on Tech Support RSN.
Set it to mixed.
Echo is disabled.
Set it to mixed. Or multi-channel, but in my experience, it doesn't work.
All right.
Multi-channel doesn't work for me.
Ah, it doesn't work. Okay, mixed.
Okay.
Does that work?
Testing, blah, blah, blah. No, hold on 1 second.
It works to some extent.
So it's better.
It's better.
I don't think I heard the sound.
That's because it like.
So I think it is better.
It's weird.
Oh, well, what?
I think it was Tasso's fault.
No, it's definitely not better.
Okay.
It sounds like someone dying.
Is this something we should have had fixed, but voice doesn't, like,
it's a broken
ever...
elevator chime.
Yeah, this sounds like something that should have been fixed, but voice doesn't ever want to look at fixing RSN live issues unless it's on the show, because he's like, Nah, then I gotta get everything set up. I gotta get Jack working and Pulse and fucking.
Is that those discover?
You know how much the contractors around here cost an hour? It's fucking unbelievable. Alright?
We'd be great in like a studio, like professional studio environment. And it'd be like, what does this fucking button do? Click, like, and then everything just stops working.
Petri, you know everything will be blowing up.
Look, I know, toyed with my mind, saving up money to buy that stupid video mixer board Leo Laporte has. That costs like $8,000.
Holy shit.
It's a full fucking studio production board. That, like, you have to get,
this place on my desk.
You have to actually get real cameras, first off, so that's problem one. This is Twit. They're full of Twit.
This week's episode of This Week in Tech is brought to you part by Audible. Audible.com.
RSN live fanfiction reading.
Get your audiobooks of Petri reading the finest.
Start your free trial by going to audible.com/.
I don't know if you noticed, but we
something.
We got a deal with Audible Book that we're providing fan fictions.
I would so buy that.
Tell you what, if we can get the voice actors involved, oh my god, fucking glory. Never gonna happen. Unless it's like one of those.
But we
can't even get my Polycom for one.
By the voice actors, do you mean the Sonic voice actors or just any voice actors? Like, can we just get changed down?
You can get the old ones.
Oh, well, we'll totally get, you know, the person who voices Carol from fucking Freedom Planet to voice me. That'd be great. That'd be awesome. Isn't that just like some random person on the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had Carol in particular is one of the characters that had the most bedroom-like kind of sound in Freedom Planet 1, like, it was pretty obvious.
Now she sounds whiny.
They tried to make an anime based on that YouTuber Cry. They called it, like, Crynime. And it got cancelled, It was Cry doing his thing. Like, Cry just, like, sits there, right? And then does commentary. And it was so bad because it was just him talking into a microphone. So there was like there was no body to the character. So it's just like, I can't believe you betrayed me. It's like, guy, stop, just stop.
Have you ever like seen like the, you know, Mardiculous videos or whatever? Never seen those?
Post Slice of Life.
Why do I even bother?
Why do I
even bother with this crowd? Anyways, to go back to the original point that I was apparently trying to make before I trailed off on a tangent. I don't know, Steambox? Maybe when games start actively using Vulkan that aren't just the Talos Principle? They'll help. But until then, I don't think they're going to work out too well, because I don't think a 780 is going to be able to run Star Citizen at 4K Ultra.
Yeah, but people who are going to do that are going to use a PC.
First off, I still need to get a new desk, because I'm using this IKEA desk that has like one spot for a monitor.
Hey, I am as well.
I'm a single monitor person.
Like me!
Casual.
I am a casual.
Filthy casual.
I have a huge desk, but still only one monitor.
I need a large corner desk with at least three monitors on it. Right? If I can see the entirety of Green Hill Zone in my three monitors, I am set. Alright? See everything coming.
Well, you would need a decent port first.
So what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on ultra-wide monitors?
Should I just get, like, three of those 34-inch curved monitors?
Wouldn't it be, like, 360?
Yeah, buy one of those LG curves.
Well, I don't know about cutting-edge. I have the money to make a cutting-edge PC. I just don't feel the need to spend $2,800 on a PC.
Anyway, curvy monitors are by definition not edgy.
Wow.
They're very edgy.
That was...
They're so edgy they've curved in on themselves.
Oh, Jesus Christ, guys. Guys. Please.
Oh, he's, am I mimicking you, like, shake your head right now in shame?
You triggered him.
You've triggered my trap card.
Oh, God.
I think I saw somebody post an image on that earlier today. It was like, you've triggered my Trump card or something like that.
Oh, it was God. Trump.
Iblis triggered.
Sounds about right.
Does everything
somebody said they want? Somebody said they wanted, like, Sonic 16 today.
Sonic yeah, 16. I read that. I don't know where, but I read
Sonic
that.
16.
Don't we want that every day?
Were you reading on Facebook?
I
have
it
a
was
Facebook
Twitter.
Account. I'm just not that attached to it.
Me too.
It's there if I need it. Apparently,
that's why your Twitter is attached to it.
Keep trying to get into the channel.
They're not my buddies.
Well, first off, they need to get on the fucking Mumble.
I would leave. I would straight up leave the show.
Who? If who get on the Mumble?
Abort, leave the country.
Stop having it be closed.
Well, it's not
don't
like
need
they
anymore.
Won't, they won't.
Two's enough.
They won't. They won't come into the Mumble because once they come into the Mumble, I know who they are, right? So it's like, right now they think they have the guise of you know, secrecy. And it's just like, that's not gonna happen.
It's been a
you're basically... You're basically Spider-Man.
I don't know who they are. They just, like, show up to the channel and think that they're funny. And then they, like, completely shit themselves when they realize that their trolling attempt is not working. So
oh, he was here today.
Completely stupid before quitting.
Panda.
Panda, how could you? What were we talking about? I have no idea. I completely lost track. I'm sure there was some news going on.
I don't think we're talking about anything, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well,
WrestleMania
we
was a thing. There we go.
Oh god, no. Okay. I don't talk about I don't even watch wrestling. Why would I care? Who cares?
I don't know anyone.
Because you like Trish Stratus, and she's Canadian.
My mom's great uncle watches wrestling.
I see.
Does she like Roman Reigns?
Very interesting.
But, you know, he's losing it and stuff. So he's got to stop watching wrestling.
Boo. I know I'm a cutie, thank you.
I don't get it. I don't get Roger's recent tweet here.
Don't you get it?
Something about it in LA.
Hold on, I gotta find Mumble.
Was it roaring?
It never rain in LA.
Zuma, don't.
It'll be raining next week.
It's never not raining in Seattle.
I think you're meaning Portland? Portland is a depressing city.
Oregon?
I've heard
Oregano?
Let's not go to Portland. It's just a silly place.
Portland, Oregano.
Or it could be like Sega and go to St. Louis.
We don't go to Ravenholm.
We don't go to St. Louis.
We don't go to St.
St. Louis is kind of a boarded off city. You understand, it's just crudely detoured around it.
Like a dirt road.
I've been on the interstate. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I've been on many
interstates. Wow.
I've been on I-95, and that's about it.
Have you been on all of them, please? Or there's still something you need to get, still?
Did you at least see I-90?
I think so.
I don't know,
Because that would have taken you straight to me.
Yeah, I came close to you, Blaze, remember? I stayed at Mount Vernon.
That's not close, that's like 4 hours south of here.
It's close enough, I was
close.
In St. Pete.
I was in the same state boundaries as you.
You were basically across the road from me.
You are a very large stone's throw away from me. Look, it's south of I-80, which is what we refer to as Southern Illinois.
It's the part with all the corn and trees and cities that are literally just crossroads and have no other purpose.
It's, you know, I don't have anything against rural Illinois. I mean, I drive out there every once in a while.
Taking the scenery.
It might be interesting to live out. They got Casey's. Come to the Illinois rural areas. We have Casey's.
Do they have
Casey's? Casey's what, though?
Casey's I don't is know a if the Casey's /gas station chain.
That's very different than the Casey's I thought it was.
That's apparently very big in Nebraska.
It's not the strip club run by Casey.
God damn it.
Oh, damn.
You know what else they have out there that they don't have here? They have Hardee's out there. We don't have that shit here. I don't know Jeff why.
We don't have it here either.
It's like, you probably have Carl's Jr.
Casey's Grill Bar.
We have
grills?
Rumble.
Grills, you say?
So
there are grills here.
One of those random things about Chicago is Quebec. Apparently they're not allowed to have
I want,
Hardee's.
Is it one in Gloucester? Alright, I'll go down.
You're not allowed to have Harvey's?
Hardee's. They don't have Harvey's in the States.
Hardee's?
Isn't Hardee's like Carl's Jr. over there?
They're owned by the same company.
They're the same place though, aren't they?
Hardee's is there, like...
Don't fucking lie, man.
Hardee's is there, it's West Coast? East of the Mississippi.
Yeah, it's West Coast and East Coast, right? So...
Like going to McDonald's to Burger King, it's the same thing.
Sure.
Oh, hold on a second, I have to G-line somebody.
Oh.
Why, what's going on?
DJ Girls. Goodbye!
What?
Rip.
What?
Where are they?
Different network.
Oh.
Oh.
Which one's this? More than just RSN,
I know.
Guys.
Yeah, but I didn't know if you had, like... I don't
Afternet?
Know.
Special powers.
Can you feel my power? I have the power.
I'm on Afternet. I'm in Pound Minecraft because that's where Voice hangs out.
Well, Voice... if you're hanging out there, then you should see what I'm talking about. And how I'm now going to be.
I used to be on Afternet, then I got rid of it.
Oh, I see it.
You see it?
Yeah. I see it.
I can see it. I'm going around. Oh, wait,
wow, nice links, man. Look at that.
Check that shit out. Anyways, what was I talking about? I don't know.
Gas stations.
When a problem comes around, you must kick
Jesus,
it.
Jesus, look at those gas prices, man. $3.75? You can tell this was taken last year.
I have no idea whether or not that's a high price.
Like, gas around here is like $2.09 a gallon. That's right, our gas is cheaper here than it is in Canada, where I found out how much it costs to pay in liters.
Yeah. I don't know how to convert that.
It in just, America, the only fluid we measure in liters is ones that are bad for you, namely pop.
this is. Oh, it doesn't say. That's how you. That's the mark of a good alcoholic drink. It doesn't tell you how much is in it.
It's the mark
this one
of a
company.
Good alcoholic.
Oh wait.
This one company owns all Canadian brands. Like fast food restaurants.
Really?
150 milliliters, we're good.
Basically.
Are you serious?
Okay, but the question is, how much would it hurt if you busted the bottle over somebody's skull?
This is a pretty thick bottle!
That would be the sound.
I need to test this on you.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm available.
You know, Rax, you're the next closest
person. You're available?
I'm available.
No, that would be Shadow.
Shadow!
Who is not here, by the way.
He's in the chat.
When is he ever here? For that.
Isn't he?
Shit, yeah. I still need to register for that. I reserved a hotel room, but I didn't pre-register for that KitsuneCon or whatever.
Kitsune!
Kitsune!
What channels are you even in, Voice?
What?
All of them.
Yeah, just assume Voice is there.
What? I'm not... I'm not going to the UK because I know as soon as I do, there's going to be people waiting at the airplane with baseball bats. Sorry, cricket bats.
Mm-hmm.
Cricket bats.
Say that again.
And soccer balls to kick me in the ball.
Oh, we'll just take you to the Winchester and wait for it to blow over.
Just go to Hawaii and try the snack bars.
Boys, I'm stalking you now. I'm joining all the channels.
All the channels?
You have to go on like other networks all the channels. And stuff then.
This is why I got D-lined.
Lulz sec. Did we...
Was this 2009?
Yeah, exactly. I was just gonna say like... like update your fucking buzzwords, man.
Wait, what?
LulzSec? It was like that hacker group that took out
what
Sony?
I know what I just haven't been paying attention to the mumble because I've been trying to keep a closer eye on the IRC because we're trying to make the IRC active.
Hey, everybody. Come be active. Sexually active. Or otherwise.
Oh, please, please don't.
I kind of like that.
We can't make the IRC into an orgy channel, alright?
Aww.
We probably have some underage users too. In fact, I know we do.
Yep. Well, this turned into an 18 plus network channel and take out all the underage people.
Wait, what?
What?
Well, not the owner, but the person who's running the network. Toss us. Come on, guys. He's underage.
I'm looking. He's not allowed. What you're talking about? Are you talking about how like I don't know, like how they're talking about the?
He's the biggest
man.
What? No one's talking about anything.
Minecraft?
Oh, in Minecraft? Oh.
How are you not paying attention?
Looking.
Look at this.
I'm not. I have 18 fucking things open. Actually, I have 27 open.
Look,
but
I have 31 channels open right now. 31.
I have 78.
Channels.
Which
one?
How many
two,
networks?
Three,
oh my
four,
God.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine.
31 shades of
nine,
IRC.
Nine.
Do you even 50 Shades of IRC?
I played to watch
pound
that.
Pound BDSM, or could we just do pound me in the ass?
What?
Hey, you can make any channel you want, dude.
I'm sure some people just make one purely for sexting, wouldn't you?
I should probably play music about now, but I don't know what to
play. I will suggest something.
Anything by Justice.
No.
Yes.
Alright, so Steel Panther it is.
Justice!
Aw. I was gonna say Kung Fury! David
we all want to hear Justice, and then, you know, like DCM... CIA or whatever. PCM CIA? What?
Yeah.
That group, that channel is amazing.
RIAA.
I'm talking about Justice the band. Don't know what you guys are talking
Everyone
about.
Join hashtag me in the ass.
It's not a hashtag. It's a pound.
I don't care.
That's the joke.
I swear. There's like a hierarchy of basicness that goes along with what you call the number sign. And like at the bottom you've got like number sign.
I call it the number sign.
And then like just at like the threshold you've got hash symbol. And then you go full basic when you go hashtag.
Yeah, exactly.
Hashtag pound me in the ass.
No.
I don't want to say that. That's why I said it.
Do it on your Twitter.
Yeah. Hashtag me in the ass.
I'm gonna search that now.
Probably has come up a few times for some
Probably.
clever people who are not basic as fuck.
You know,
waiting
like,
for the best show trophy. Fuck
like
you, me in the ass. Ooh, someone's got a text.
Am I like thinking incorrectly about how alcohol is? Because I would figure like, I mean, it's not fermenting anymore, right?
What?
So shouldn't be gaining proof. We're going 70 proof, by the way.
Can I just say this?
Okay, what? this person did hashtag me in the ass, but they were basic as fuck because they started their tweet with FML.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading.
FML, my computer just died on me while I was typing a paper. I almost finished and it didn't save. Angry emoji.
That's all the
fuck!
Fan fiction.
hashtag me in the ass. Let's, okay, question.
Question?
Number one, why did you not know your computer was dying? Number two,
have you
why
seen
would
that
you
picture?
Not save your whole report? Why would you type out the whole report on a laptop, unplugged, and not save it once?
Because you're basic.
Have you seen an avatar? Look at a picture.
On a vintage 1952 typewriter.
Now, I have another question. I know MacBooks have the pop-up, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes before it dies. Did you think once you reach the end, what happens when you're going to hit that final full stop? Was it just going to, like, save automatically? Just like, woo! You
avoid
did it,
light
man.
Cancer. Avoid light cancer.
It's like, what even?
You tell me to avoid, you tell me to click it.
Avoid light cancer, and you've got, like, women being...
Ew.
Gangsterish. Like, cool.
I wanna pick them both off their side. Fucking docks.
Oh, wait. Is no, that supposed to be West Side?
It looks so.
The photo's overexposed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's an Instagram and it's a bit filter.
Hold
on. If you look at, first of all, notice the white bars on the side, which means it's been cropped. So what they did was they took a screenshot of an Instagram post that they made, and then they posted, they cropped it and posted it to this shit hole.
We have fucking reached full basic.
Absolutely.
We've reached a new limit. Oh wow, this is a very wide picture.
What are we doing? Why are we clicking pictures? I'm confused.
I don't know.
This is the internet.
Okay, RSN Live, where apparently we Twitter stalk Peeper.
Peepers, yes.
Voice Peeper. Should take like a back seat to this. To this episode.
I'm not drunk, I just have a speech impediment.
Well, to be fair, your mouth did get fucked up.
And all you need recovered. Is butter.
Fuck it, more alcohol.
Dear women. Dear women. Why do you, like, Instagram iPhone screenshots, and why do you change the filters?
How do you Instagram an iPhone screenshot?
That's a good question.
Drinking? I am drinking, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey Whiskey.
Jack Daniel's.
That's
Jack Daniel's. That Jack Daniel's.
We're going
stop.
A little bit harder tonight than beer, because, I don't know,
Well, it is going to be the Charm of the Bee story, so you're going to need it.
Oh, God.
Tell F-Man to tune in.
I really don't want to read.
This reminds me. So, remember I was talking about the feedback form earlier? So, I've gotten one feedback since announcing it.
Announcing it tonight?
I announced it on the forums.
Yeah, I'm aware, but it's just like...
We have a forums.
You're talking about the troll one, right?
I'm assuming it's a troll one, because I spelt Radio Sega wrong, by the way. I spelled it Radar Sega. Radar Sega. We know news. We see it before it hits. Anyways, like I was saying, somebody...
September 11th.
Knew that was coming. So, I announced it, and I assume this person that posted their feedback was, you know, trolling, because nobody in their right mind that's actually paid attention to this show would utter the words, your fanfiction readings need to be less adult.
Your fanfiction readings need to be less adult.
You're banned. Now, again, keeping to my word, I don't know who done said it. I actually don't know, because apparently I told, Nginx to save the files as gzip files.
Jesus files.
Jesus.
You need to say cheese whiz you need, files.
You need to pray the rosary like 50 times before you can read the file. And they're wearing our religious demographic.
Yep. Actually, looking you know, I should just go on and make a post right now, because that offended me.
100%
triggered. 100% triggered? Not 200?
300.
Yeah, sure, something like that.
Anyways, so because of that,
carnage.
We're of course gonna have to read a fan fiction that will offend people, and I even added like a big old flashy warning on the front page of RSN Live saying that this features 18 plus, you know, mature content.
Immature really? Content. It's 18 plus, but it's immature.
Oh wow! Oh, it's flashing.
Yeah,
oh
it's
Jesus!
Flashing.
Is this JavaScript, CSS? What you got going on?
JavaScript.
Oh, jQuery. It's JavaScript.
Triggered.
It literally just runs through the opacity.
Oh, neat. Our friends have joined again.
Oh, our friends. Let us talk to them.
Who is RSN98747?
My best friend in the whole world.
Is he Lenny? My best friend, but I can't because of copyright concerns. Right, we were supposed to be playing music about now.
Very good idea.
Can't play Tony Hawk Pro Skater music because it's all licensed.
Aww, Kung Fury.
I'm feeling that's licensed too.
Not
by the Hoff 9000.
No, I was thinking you can. There's an instrumental version.
Soundtrack. Let's see your Sonic music. Sonic V2. Oh, what's a game to pick music from? Sonic X is not a game. It's a way of life.
Jet Set
is
Radio.
Mayonnaise a game?
Jet Set Radio.
I don't have Jet Set Radio. Look, I only have Sonic music and whatever PC games I can steal soundtracks.
Sonic and the Secret Rings.
Fine, Sonic and the Secret Rings. Sonic and the Secret Rings. I'll give you Sonic and the Secret Rings.
Rax, never suggest that.
Alright, what do you want? Adventure or treasure? Come on.
Adventure.
Treasure? We're going treasure?
I said adventure, okay.
Oh, we're going adventure. Alright.
Oh.
What?
Well, you know, worth a chance is definitely worth a chance there.
Fuck!
Please,
bud.
No. Please. Please, no.
Oh, yeah!
Please.
Oh,
do not play puzzles like this.
That number 114, it was such a sweet song. I cried everything. I reflected on my life.
Legend of Zelda instead. I was gonna make the
obvious joke, but I have Aldrus chips. So
fine,
I mean that's something.
Fine, I'll play Seven Rings in a Hand because I know that's what you guys really wanted to hear.
Make Billy's really bomb.
God, that's a terrible song.
You want terrible? I do have Sonic the Fighters.
Sonic the Fighters is good. Not bad. They're good.
Yeah, the death hang is amazing.
Is it Sonic Battle the one that was bad? I don't remember.
Yeah, that sounds like monkeys playing guitars and then hitting it against the floor.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's a good song.
The place that was found is another recommendation.
Oh my god!
Just for a moment, I thought that said Trek.
Oh my god!
Hi, Trekkie. I unsuppressed him.
What? Oh, I didn't even realize he joined.
Oh.
I heard the sound. Actually, I didn't hear that.
Not at all.
I just assumed.
Sonic, where the hell did the secret rings go? There it went. Let's see, treasure.
Where did the seven magic tampons go?
Treasure, like the song by like
the palace
Bruno
that was
Mars.
Found.
Who's gonna rock the place?
Worth a chance. The original version.
They're forever gonna rock the place.
A song called White Gloves.
White Gloves.
Sure, why not?
Sandstorm, not to be confused with Dwayne Sandstorm.
Dedicated Wham Storm.
Dead awaited.
How do you
play the Spider-Man theme from 1990s?
How do you get from Darude to Dwayne?
I don't know, dude. I'm fucking drinking. I don't know anything anymore.
The Dedicated
Wham.
Dedicated Wham.
Dedicated.
Alright, well, okay, I guess we're doing two tracks from Sonic and the Secret Ring, so...
And yet you're not doing Arrow Laveline Girlfriend. I'm disappointed.
Listen, you don't know. You don't know how hard it is to sit here and click through folders and things.
I do.
Look, I have to find something that's not the porn folder.
No, you don't.
Are you sure you weren't looking at the Amy stuff?
Amy? That's not a good waifu at all. She's fucking crazy!
Yeah,
and the crazy ones are more fun!
You keep thinking that, buddy. You keep thinking that.
I don't think you would want to blaze his waifu either. I mean, you just randomly get third-degree burns.
I have my nap still on my pick.
Yep.
Once a month. It's third-degree burn month.
I do have Portal 2.
Reconstructing Science, or More Science. I can't remember what they called it on the album.
I have Flat Out 2, but that's all licensed music, so I can't play that. You want Reconsecting?
Consecting.
Alright, where did Internet DJ Console go? Oh, there you go. That's the problem.
I feel like hard liquor should be banned from ours in life from now on. Just beer.
Petri, this thing, if I ever drank, I'd be 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Alright, I guess we're gonna.
And you know what I'm like on WhatsApp.
Come back and something will happen. Where's the mute button? There's the mute button. I will be back shortly. Wait, where is it? There it is.
If truly free, be stopped, never thrall, that's happening.
Rock the place.
By the way, we don't just play Sega music, because, you know, a little variety never killed anyone. Never killed anybody.
Where Spinnick accidentally makes Minecraft 2.
What? We are now unmuted.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, okay, so, there. I was listening away to you talking, and then it was just like, what is he going to unmute us? Like, what? Little variety, never killed anybody?
No, that's where we play music other than Sega music.
What about those people who said, I'm going to try skydiving to spice up my life, and then their fucking shoots never engaged?
Turning to James Bond.
Okay, what happened to Peggy Hill was bad, but she survived, alright?
Who?
You never watched
King of the Hill.
Oh my god.
King of the Hill.
Sorry.
Fucking people. I, the Social Sudden, know more about television history.
Social Sudden?
Because you're
Social Shut-In.
Because you're a shut-in, so you watch all the TV. I don't know.
Exactly. That's this argument is invalid in every way, shape, and form.
You're invalid.
How does the Social Shut-In watch more TV than people who are not does a shut-in? What?
Where's your Dead Mouse concert?
This is drunk.
It's fucking awful.
Drunk logic.
Was it fucking awful?
I fucking hate nightclubs. Never again. God, it was gross. People grinding up on each other. It's like, what? What even is this?
Spinnick.
Oh, the jammy.
Spinnick. Nightclubs, you have to drink.
Yeah, I know. It's $7, man. $7.
There is
was at Anime Milwaukee. All right.
Actually, no. It was $8.50 to $10.
Look.
But you know.
You need to know.
Just for a small bottle.
You need to know the drinks that will get you drunk the fastest, all right?
Why not just go somewhere that is not an environment where you need to be drunk to be able to survive?
Well, somebody actually came up to me and just said, "Are you fucked up?" And I'm like, "No." And she's like, "Are you completely sober?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Oh God, good luck," and walked away. I'm like, "Oh, this is gonna be fantastic."
In loving memory of True Blue Fruits.
We haven't even opened the fans fiction. God, you guys really want to see Charmy the Bee fucking go ape shit, don't you?
Yep.
Is it because, like, Charmy is supposed to be, like, the tails of the Chaotix team?
Except more excitable.
Except he's, like, forgotten to take his Ritalin.
And he's on a lot of sugar.
Boys, I've been making ADHD jokes about Charmy for years, so you're really late on that one.
Hey, I still remember that Sonic Generations bridged video where they do the cutscene of Charmy.
A bridge?
Sonic just like stares at him for like 30 seconds, and then the cutscene reverses till he's frozen.
Isn't that on. That's on. Planet Wisp.
I need some water. I'll be right back.
Alright.
Voice's favorite stage.
Look at this guy.
That's mine.
Eating water. Isn't Planet Wisp the one that you can like beat in 15 seconds because of a glitch?
I can't remember.
It's like at the very beginning of the level you can like have yourself cannonballed across the level.
Well, all Sonic games are game-breakingly buggy like that if you go looking for the bugs.
Rax, if we did that, I'd have to move downstairs. That's effort.
Imagine if we got Dean to read the fanfic.
One day.
Well, Rax, I mean, before Dean can read a fanfiction, you have to. I mean, those are the rules.
Yeah.
They were ratified at last week's meeting. You weren't there.
Look at you, just making up rules on the go.
It was ratified at last week's meeting!
Sure they were.
I'm off for the next 2 weeks as well, so, you know.
Look at this guy. Off for the next 2 weeks. Well, I mean,
I'm on for the next 4 hours.
Technically speaking, I do have the Monday after this upcoming Monday off.
Because somebody got jury duty.
You just get out of it. That's jury duty sounds worse than work.
It does. Is this guy Gilly or not? I think he's Gilly. He looks like a cunt.
He looks like he offended me one day, so I'm just gonna go ahead and preemptively say, hang him.
Gilly.
Hold on, I gotta post a picture here. Oh my god, no, not fucking 9gag.
This guy looks like he's going to hell, which is where all the bad people are. Not guilty.
Who has the deep voice?
Me.
I'm still playing that game, by the way.
Which game?
Guess what the hell they are saying. It's something I've picked up while listening to, like, death metal while driving.
Oh, God.
Have you ever tried to listen to death metal music, like, and tried to just check the lyrics?
Yes. That was my favorite pastime in high school.
I'm sure, like, Rax is, like, just shaking with rage, but in my mind, it's just one step above making just noises.
I'm Fluffy Foxy, and Rax is the one who's been also talking.
What?
This next song is about shooting blood from your pocket.
F-Man's wondering who is speaking on Mumble.
Me.
Oh, well, now you are, yes.
People are actually confused. Listening to the show.
Well, I told them we're going to read a Charmy fic, and that got his attention.
How many people are listening?
All of them.
I have no idea.
You're commanding the entire population of planet Earth.
That's the amazing part, is I can't tell how many people are listening because the number system is fucking broken in an internet DJ console.
No, then log into the fucking site. We've been through this. Stop being an ass. Stop being a lazy ass and just do it.
Fine. I will go to the content server and tell you. Well, we have one listener. Wait. I take that back. I'm wrong.
I shouldn't have wrote that. I regret saying that.
We are at 13 listeners on Radio Sega.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. Is that a new record? Okay. Is that a new record?
We have to actually provide content for once.
Shit!
Nobody panic. Panic!
Oh my god.
What? Also,
we're actually doing something good for once. Holy shit.
Under the
video. Yeah, imagine that.
Why are you poking holes in my website design? God.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god. It's on GitHub. Make an issue.
Okay, fine. I will.
It's not on GitHub. It's on GitLab.
Sorry. Cool. It's on ShitLab.
ShitHub.
Wait, we're poking at your website because we've already poked it all at your room, like, the maximum that we can. There are no more things to point out.
I'm aware that the shades are broken as shit. All right.
You should move the camera somewhere else so that we can poke fun at new things.
Should I just like point
that it does DPS free?
Oh, look at those people having a happy life outdoors. Losers.
Which, what happened to the train stream background?
Train stream's not happy right now with me for some reason. Hold on, let me exit.
You abused your permission.
It says a read error was detected.
What's the error code?
It says connection reset by peer.
Oh. Well, that's their fault.
There's your train stream in the background. God.
Wow. Calm down. No one's threatening you. This is a safe space.
It's okay. It's okay.
Do I have to...
Safe space now.
Sure.
You've highly offended me.
Good.
I feel like if we
roll into Tumblr and cry about it.
Which, by the way, somebody remind me after the show's over to play Everybody's a Little Bit Racist on RSN Radio, because I get the feeling
that Everybody's a little bit racist.
Oh.
I take it you never heard of Avenue Q. You should look it up. It's a good musical.
I have. You keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
I've
yeah,
heard about them since yeah. before you kept bringing them up.
Well, I'm going to keep
no.
bringing them up.
Keep bringing them up.
Is this still working still? Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we're supposed to do fan fiction reading time. So hold on, because I have to play the little warning thing. You know.
Is it different? Have we changed it?
It hasn't changed at all.
Okay.
The following segment may contain some inappropriate content for some listeners. You now have 12 seconds to tune out. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Well, type
hey,
it then.
You! Get off the camera stream!
See him?
It's not letting me copy and paste.
Get out of there! Get out of there!
It is legs.
Blue jeans wearing person folk.
And he's just got his hands in his pocket. He's like, no one's watching me. I hope he like picks his nose or some shit.
Starts jacking off. Well, that's the end of the show, guys. Once we get into actual sexual content, we have to call it quits.
Imagine if we like catch somebody doing drugs by the railroad
or dealing. How much crime do you think this camera has like witnessed?
No, if he stands in the middle of the railroad tracks and gets hit by a train, I'm likely to be like that one engineer in that video when that cow is standing there and just going, "Aw, you dumb fucker." one train hit.
Fuck.
Okay, so I guess we're reading Charby the Bee. Story by Dr. Negrobotnik.
Our best friend, Dr. Negrobotnik.
He'll never be on the show. I don't know why you keep calling him your best friend. He's never going to be here. Never going to come on the show. He doesn't even know who you are.
You think if we asked him, do you think, like, he'd come on the show and read a fan fiction with us?
He might make one up on the spot. Who knows?
He might write one especially for us.
Like, I mean, he drops the Mount Fuji reference, which to me says that he knows.
Oh, he knows.
But, I mean... was that... Who originally dropped the Mount Fuji reference? Where did that come from?
I forget.
Was it? Could it have been from him? What? It was from a fan fiction!
It was like a haiku or something.
Yeah,
it could either have been like he could either be directly referencing RSN Live, or he's referencing that fanfiction. Like maybe he's active in the fanfiction community or something.
Oh, thank Christ! It's nice and short. All right.
You should send him an email and see what he says. Be like, hey, we'll get Mike Pollock and Roger Craig Smith.
Oh God.
How do you email this guy? I only see an option.
Oh my God. Dean!
I just wanted
it wasn't
to,
me.
It
was clearly you.
Just imagine we eventually get like somebody that's actually.
Just
wait like,
downstairs. Leave me alone.
On the show, and they're like doing an interview. Like we're doing an interview with them, and out of nowhere.
It sounds like an airplane. It sounds like an airplane.
And then he'd be like, that's unscripted. I can't be here then. Fuck you. Jumps out.
Are you sure it's not a plane going into a building?
Oh God. Unscripted events. Abort! Abort!
F-Man lost interest.
It'll just have to be just you and Spinnick. You'll have to like just
disable the channel.
It's because we haven't read the story yet.
Do you want to read it then?
Oh my God!
Shit down the stairs.
Hey.
Did you not
stuff.
Push to talk when doing that?
Thanks. I forgot to mute. Shush. Fuck you.
We hear fall down the stairs. Oh, I need medical attention.
I'm already downstairs.
Right, from the channel.
This starts off strong. I don't know how it ends though.
When Charmy the Bee blacks out.
It ends pretty bad too.
In loving memory of True Blue Fuse, 1995 to 2016.
Come on, I haven't even started playing the fan fiction. God, you guys are jumping.
You can't play music to that. It's too heartbreaking.
I can tell you it ends with the letter T. How's that for jumping ahead?
Tits?
That's too far ahead of
me. No, it doesn't.
Sorry.
It's at the letter D.
Oh my.
I'm not counting the N.
You're not.
Is
it ends with
a
full stop, you moron.
No. Oh. I see.
You dumb shit.
Dumb fuck.
Come on! Not listening to RSN Live while at work. What the hell's wrong with you?
Dumb cunt.
We're just
escalating the word.
Fucking volume. Alright? Oh my god.
I would play this at work.
Alright.
Then slowly.
We're gonna get into this. Alright, so let me get the fan fiction music started. Let me turn you guys down and turn the music down.
Turn yourself down.
Alright, everybody. Turn it way down. Alright, The Charmy the Bee Story by Dr. Negrobotnik. When Charmy the Bee blacks out, one of six stories in the Sonic's Lost Untold Tales series. The storytelling style is inspired by Sonic Adventures, so read them in any order you like.
Very edgy.
And here we are. Are we at the last one? Is this it?
This is the... There's still three more counting this one.
Three more? Alright.
Yeah, we haven't read Cream.
I want to read Cream's.
I don't think I... Okay. You want to read it? Because, I mean... She's literally getting penetrated in like three lines in.
Okay. Brilliant. Yes. Can we do that tonight?
No. Well, aww. I mean, it depends on how, if time permits.
Right, continue.
In loving memory of True Blue Fuse, 95 to 16. One day, Charmy the Bee woke up. He didn't know when he fell asleep or why. Sounds like John after chips. Vector the Alligator was listening to his tunes, like he always did, and Espio the Chameleon was zenning out in the corner, like he always did. Charmy the Bee just finished drawing his next masterpiece, Marita the Human with a 7-inch long dick penetrating Cream the Rabbit's tight asshole. Charmy had too much pride in his Rule 34 of his friends, alive or dead. There was so much potential in the world for porn. He cried.
What a passionate
artist.
I
cry too.
Cry every time.
Charmy the Bee was only 7 years old, but by the time he was of age, all of his friends would be too old for him, or dead. Maybe he could fuck a MILF one day, but that would take over 10 years.
But he's 17.
From sadness came rage, from rage came his true self. Charmy the Bee blacked out. Charmy the Bee woke up. He was in a trial for murder of Vector the Alligator. Somehow he got Big the Cat as his lawyer.
Don't worry, I'll win this case.
Oh god.
Alright, Bubbles.
We still don't get to find out why.
But yeah, well, it's his true self. Do you not understand?
It's his true form.
This isn't even his final form. Vector the Alligator died from a bee sting to the neck, causing him to choke to death on the gum he was chewing, creating a large, blood-filled bubble of gum to come out of his own neck and popping, waking Espio the Chameleon to wake from his sin.
Espio the Chameleoto.
Oh yeah! Chameleoto. To wake from his zen. Don't worry, Charmy. I'll get you out of this. I promise.
Don't worry, Charmy. I'll get you out of this one. I promise.
I hate that fucking cat. Big the Cat said to Charmy the Bee. He winked. That, okay. Gone sexual. There was no way in hell Charmy the Bee was going to get out of this one. Espio the Chameleon.
Sorry.
What? You got a problem with me?
Yes.
I'll fucking fight you.
I'm gonna tell you, I'll destroy you.
Was the plaintiff with the fat the fat as his lawyer. Charmy the Bee knew why SBO the Chameleon would go out of his way to get such high power to sue him. SBO the Chalion and Vector the Anaconda were gay lovers. Of course, he would side with such villainy to take him down. Of course, yeah, okay. Robotnik's charisma skill was far higher than his own. There was no way Big could win this case. See, Charmy is a great guy. Me and him went through high school together. I mean, why would he ever murder a guy? I mean, really, how could someone... No way in Jam.
That's the Sonic version of Hell in the Secret Rings, winky face.
He keeps referencing that goddamn place, and I keep bringing it up every time he references. This is the butter that holds all of it together. Charmy the Bee tried to fly away. Oh, fuck off. Charmy the Bee tried to fly away, but his feet were chained to the ground, so he checked his pockets. He had somehow stuffed his Maria the Slut cross cream the rabbit porn into his non-existent pocket. This was his golden chance to escape his own doom. He turned around and showed the picture to the audience. Shadow the Necrophile was disturbed. Sonic the Hedgehog was aroused. Vanilla the Rabbit began to freak the fuck out. And Vector had to comfort her.
Well, that was a simplified version of that scene.
You get it?
Cause, Vector was dead.
Yeah, but he came back to life. Where have you been the past 3 weeks, man? Okay. Anarchy began to erupt in the courtroom. Charmy the Bee blacked out. It's never good. Charmy the Bee woke up. He was in Tails the Fox's secret sex dungeon. Oh god. Oh! Of course, only he would have one.
Sonic effigies.
And then Frogging 101, that was pretty on the ball. Cheers. Okay, let's see. Sonic effigies laced the walls, and an Iron Maiden of Sonic's likenesses was in the corner. Jizz stains everywhere. It smelled of loneliness and sex. Isn't that like the opposite of... Oh, never mind. Tails the Fox was impressed with Charmy the Bee's porn drawing skills and abducted him from the courtroom during the anarchy. He demanded he draw a picture of Sonic the fucking Hedgehog fucking Tails the man whore in the ass with as much passion as a passionate strawberry. Okay.
That don't make sense.
He wanted Amy the girl to be strapped to a chair, soaked in Sally the Acorn's blood while Knuckles the enchilada masturbated upon her.
Wait, Red, Bueller Knuckles or Boom Knuckles? This is very important.
It is.
It's Enchilada Knuckles, the one that the Sonic fucking Twitter keeps posting.
Keith?
I think he had a stroke.
No, I'm somebody's messaging me on Skype for about plans for tomorrow.
He rolled Charmy the Bee a pencil, some crayons, and some paper.
He had three days. What is this, Iron Man? Oh god, this is gonna turn into Iron Man. I'm calling it. Charmy the Bee drew a picture of a plush Eggman the human fucking a Tails the Fox doll in the ass. Tails the fax machine was devastated. If Charmy the Bee can't draw his wishes, who could? Tails the Fox lost all faith in humanity and unchained Charmy the Bee and put a gun in the child's hands, then pressed a universal remote to activate the gun, shooting Tails the Fox in the chest. Charmy the Bee was now to blame for the possible murder of Tails the Fox. God damn it.
What?
Charmy the Bee, in a panic, ripped off Tails the Fox's penis and stuffed him into the Sonic Iron Maiden and began to drag it to the lava reef zone. Yeah, that makes sense. The animals at Mobius looked on, watching a half-starved bee dragging a bloody Iron Maiden of Sonic the Hedgehog down the street, as if it was simply laundry day. Yeah. Charmy the Bee was soon followed by an army of curious forest creatures, wondering where this small child would go with this strange Sonic Maiden. Charmy the Bee went to Lava Reef and threw it in... That's the wrong through. in every way, shape of, you know, into the burning lava below. The animals did not know what to do now. Charmy the bee whipped out his 7-year-old dick.
Tiny
it was time to fuck
dick.
Some. Oh, tiny 7-year-old dick. It was time to fuck some animals. Charmy the bee blacked out. Charmy the bee was chained to a wall. He was in the Mobius mental ward for raping countless numbers of forest animals. That'll do it. To his left, Mighty the armadillo. To his right, Silver the hedgehog. Both Charmy the bee begged Silver the hedgehog to use his magic, but it was no use.
It was no use.
It's no use. Silver the hedgehog lost all hope in humanity years ago since the release of Sonic 06, so he begged Mighty the armadillo to break his chains with his mighty strength. Mighty the armadillo did a flip and broke off both his arms. Oh. He ran around a bit, ran into Charmy the Bee's dangling dick, and fell over dead. Okay. Charmy the Bee began to wiggle his ass, carving up Mighty the armless armadingo's corpse, skinning him. Charmy the Bee put the skinning into his inventory and applied it to himself. What? Dog cops walked into the cell to investigate the yelling, only to see Charmy the armadillo, dildo, had cut up Mighty to death with his stinger. They tried to shoot him, but Charmy the armadillo spun his skin backwards, blocking the bullets.
What?
Whoa. The bullets fired back at the cops, killing them both. Suddenly, from behind, Silver the Hedgehog, an explosion erupted, jibbing him instantly. What is this, quake?
Is it jibbing? Is it really jibbing?
It's jibbing because it's giblets.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because he had the gore setting set to high.
Is this Unreal Tournament?
No, it's quake. Okay.
Yeah, well, quake, yeah. No. Doom? Or did that, no. Doom... One of the dooms. The explosion was caused by Star Wolf trademark. Wolf the Wolf unchained Charmy the Armadillo and offered him a spot in Star Wolf, seeing how Pigma the Pig had died from a fatal being turned into bacon. Due to the team not having enough food rations that one time. He died from a fatal being turned into bacon. Yeah, that works. Charmy the Bee blacked out. Charmy the Bee was in bed. Pigma the Pig's bed smelt of pig, mud, and bacon. Charmy the Bee was checking his texts, wondering where life would take him next. He got a text from Big the Cat. Fat Cat 95. Yo, Carmito? How's it hanging? Sends dick pic. Oh, God. Lol, you so funny. Please fuck off. Well, no way, Jesus. I screen picked my phone and sent it to the feds. Time passed. I killed them. What? I loved you. I wanted you. I wanted to be in you, and you do this to me. Holy fuck. This is not going where I thought it would. I texted Jeff the Killer. He's gonna fuck you up now. What? Sleep easy, motherfucker. Charmy the Bee got off his phone. Jeff the Killer was already in his room, waiting for him to fall asleep so he may kill him. Charmy the Bee instinctively broke into his in-room mini fridge and drank every last one of Pigma the Pig's Red the Bulls. He grew wings, which he already had, but he also gained enough energy to not fall asleep. At least not for a while. Charmy the Bee took out his Star Wolf trademark blaster, but it was no use. Its level requirement was 20, and Charmy the Bee was only level 17. However, his Star Wolf trademark walkie-talkie only required level 1, so he called Wolf the Wolf over for backup. Wolf the Wolf bashed into the room, looking for Jeff the Killer, but Jeff the Killer backstabbed Wolf the Wolf before he could see him. He said, shh, go to sleep, giving himself a crit boost, and then slit Wolf the Wolf's neck, killing him instantly. No, that wouldn't kill you instantly. He waited for Charmy the Bee to sleep, so he could do the same to him. Charmy big graph wolf to wolf. I don't know. I think that's just
what
how
is it with
work.
Charmy and ripping off
in this, in this, in this, in this universe or whatever. Okay, Charmy the Bee grabbed Wolf the Wolf's dick and ripped it off, and then combined both Wolf the Wolf and Tails the Fox's penis to craft the furry amulet. And then he took out the extra paper and crayons that Tails the Fox gave him, and he began to draw. The furry amulet increased his Rule 34 skill by a multiplier of 69, giving him uncontrollable porn drawing skills beyond comprehension of any being in the universe. He combined the forces of 4chan, Pornhub, RedTube, and Xvideos, had nothing on Charmy the Bee right now. He drew and drew and drew. Jeff the Killer was confused, but honor-bound not to kill until his primary target was sleeping. Pieces of scattered... their scrapped, torn paper began to float in the air and burned. The kinetic energy formed by the drawing made a field of pure burning passion, love, and paper. The air smelt of burnt strawberries. Suddenly, Charmy the Bee turned around, showing his work, eyes pure white and glowing, floating without the need of wings. The pure sexiness of the picture was too pure for anyone to behold. Jeff the Killer's eyes melted from their sockets. He screamed in pure pain. I'll give you a cure if you say just say your catchphrase. I'm a big fan, Charmy the Bee told Jeff the Killer. Jeff the Killer thought he had merely gone blind, so he agreed. Okay, okay. Shh, just go to sleep. Bingo. Charmy the Bee stabbed Jeff the Killer with his stinger. The phrase crit boost came into effect. Jeff the Killer flew backwards and smashed into the wall. Charmy the Bee then grabbed his knife, stabbed him with it again and again and again and again. Charmy the Bee blacked out. Charmy the Bee woke up. The landscape was black. Nothing here or anywhere. Just a mirror. Charmy the Bee looked into the mirror. A human child was behind him. Greetings, it said. Charmy jumped. This is in bold text. I assume we're supposed to read it like demonically or some shit.
I am Chara.
I have been watching you, Charmy, and your actions. Killing Vector, scarring Vanilla, breaking Tails, raping with an E, voidless,
animals.
Animals.
Tricking, I couldn't say that.
Tricking Mighty and killing the greatest killer of your realm. Not even I.
Okay.
Not even I achieve such feats. So, I know that you will be the one to do what I ask. I want you to erase this world.
Charmy the Bee refused.
Baby, when I have ever been in
troll.
Oh, where is your cue?
No, when have you ever been in control?
I had to stop.
Charmy the Bee stabbed Chara with Jeff the Killer's knife. Charmy the Bee's level, after killing Jeff, was 29, 9 levels higher than even Chara's. Chara died. And for the final time, of his own choosing, Charmy the Bee blacked out. The end.
Fade to black.
That hurts.
It's okay. Read the chat, Sir Veritiro.
There's nothing going on. Oh. Good.
The end. And scene.
Finn.
I need to work on that.
Yeah. When we finish all the fanfictions, we should definitely... We should email the guy and just see if he'll
just go drinking.
Come on.
I like the go drinking method.
Okay, fine.
We gotta
God, you are an
guy.
Alcoholic bastard.
We gotta interview this guy. He's so glorious.
I prefer just drinking Grand Marnier out the fucking bottle.
I want some Orangina.
I want to read this Cream the Rabbit one.
You mean Mangina?
Yeah. No.
Enrage, cream, yelp,
motherfucking chaos control, nigga.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
Very dark.
Daylight outside.
It's very dark where I am.
There you go, Froggy 101 Shan.
What's this? Oh, and Gina.
Oh, the video
blocker has been updated. What? Nice.
I clicked the video.
You're supposed to click. Oh! Oh, that's why it went to his channel. I guess he used to do full screen.
Mangina.
Anode.
What?
I actually need the drink off to say, not Jesus.
I love Sebastian.
Alright, so we had Charmy killing everyone, because apparently that's what Charmy does, because Charmy is fucking unstable.
And you got an evil, demonic villain at the end.
Who died? Like,
I died.
Yeah, who the fuck is Charo?
In that last line, I did go into a bit of a Black Doom.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard what Black Doom sounded like.
You turned on.
I think he was
100% of the female audience.
I did good.
Voice, can we get an update on the viewer count, please?
Hey, boss. Can I have the viewer count, please?
Hey, boss.
Hey, boss.
It is at 10. You have cost us 3 listeners.
It's okay.
So 10.
Do not pass go.
Do not collect $200. No free parking for you. You've landed on Boardwalk with 4 fucking hotels.
Uh-oh. That sounds bad.
You have pressed B to go for bankruptcy. No one ever played Monopoly on Game Boy?
Oh
my God.
No.
we had a handheld Monopoly.
You guys.
We're too hip. We play Monopoly on our Android phones now.
I play Monopoly with the one that you have to use a credit card to play.
Yeah. You have to play with real money.
Well, it's time you learned about real life debt.
Pay them debts.
I'm reading this Crane the Rabbit one.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff not going on.
Yeah. Hey, boss.
Sorry. Hey, boss.
Boss, please. Boss.
So, I should probably wrap this up. Mainly because it's starting to get really song. Blurry.
Blurry? Or moving when they shouldn't be?
Do you want to know a fan fiction? Make it 2.
You really want a fucking second fan fiction, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
This is a picture of someone driving.
Is it you?
I think it's Canada, because it looks like an Ontario signboard.
Where?
I don't even know where I'm looking.
Hold on!
Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
Well, good. It's done downloading. This place is...
I'm kind of disappointed
it looks
that
like
isn't
Ontario,
roadkill.
But I'm going to say no.
I'm kind of disappointed that isn't roadkill on the floor, though.
Because every driveway has a green sign at the end of it.
The ground has a green sign.
It is not Ontario. Do you have another guess?
It looks like it could be that really flat place.
No, that's Arizona.
In Canada.
If we could see what it says on that sign, it would be helpful.
It is Canada.
It's
How do you know
orange.
This is Canada?
Because I know where it was posted and I know where the person is from.
So this isn't Ontario?
No.
It's in Montreal.
Okay, wait, hold on. I got this, fam. let me just check the geotag. Oh, wait. Imager removes geolocation tags. Shit. I got nothing. That was the only trick I had up my sleeve.
It's PEI.
Really? Yep. I wouldn't have not guessed PEI.
What the fuck's PEI?
Prince Edward Island.
Ah.
That sounds like every single first-person shooter that's come out in the last 5 years.
Oh my god, it's like 90s printer. Oh my god, what the fuck is that sign? It's black? What?
Racist.
That speed limit sign is frightening.
Racist.
The snow is frightening me.
Because it's in kilometers an hour?
This one, you see, this one does have the metadata. It was taken, the flash was off. aperture was 2.2, whatever that means. Exposure time was 1 in 478 of a second.
You haven't even been drinking alcohol. You don't get to slur your speech.
It was taken with a BlackBerry camera.
This is why we do the fan fiction.
BlackBerry Master Race. Well, I don't have a BlackBerry. I have a Nexus 6P.
GPS data was off. Somebody didn't have their GPS.
He has a tweet? I probably do as well. Let me have a look.
I can't believe I bought this for like $30.
What? The Jack Daniels?
No, a BlackBerry.
It's a BlackBerry Priv.
I need to start learning how to make mixed drinks.
Or is it Prive?
Probably Priv. It's Priv. But that's like GIF or JIF.
It's like privacy or privacy.
No, because,
exactly what it is.
Because don't you remember that video where they said...
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not graphics. That would be the same as saying it's Scubba because the U is short.
Azuka denied you, Rax.
It could be Priv. It could be Priv because it says privacy and privilege. Or privacy and privilege. Right? So it could be either or.
Oh, no! It's not
I think
not
it's just. I think it's.
Solution.
I think it's. It's. You can call it whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a shit. We're making bank.
Gifts.
For the first time
in
years.
Random Sonic Network drink.
I get the feeling walking downstairs is gonna be fun.
Oh, Jesus Christ, boys.
Don't fall on your face.
Boys, stop being a drunk.
This is why you need to be downstairs when doing this shit.
This is the only time I drink during the week. Guys thinking I'm an alcoholic.
You know, one of the symptoms of being an alcoholic is that you lie about how much you drink.
It's true.
You're American.
You
guys caught
me. As
well, doesn't help.
You smoke weed.
You're so gangster. You're so gangster.
Snake is freaking out and seeing things.
Poltergeist.
What? I'm on.
Snake's on shrooms.
I turned around so I could grab the bag of chips that I have in the thing.
And it's
well, check it for poltergeist.
And yeah, they're regular chips. I got two bags of all dressed and one bag of regular
so plain
chips.
Regular nature chips. What the fuck does that even mean?
You know, fucking nature hipster chips. What is this, huh?
That's all.
What is this?
Hey, Rax, that one works.
Assassinals. Assassinals. Assassinals.
Holy crap! The road turned green.
Assassinals. Voice is too happy about this.
What am I laughing about?
I don't know.
Have you been watching some Filthy Frank lately?
I still have a headache.
Stream is getting more and more compressed.
If I have to deal with
tired.
You people for 5 more minutes, it's probably going to escalate, but these pills really helped. Thanks, Brugs.
Petri, you put up with me on a daily basis if you look at WhatsApp.
I do, but, well, you do. I shut off my Pebble notifications for WhatsApp because I was sick and tired of it.
And me coming out. Does it have a speaker?
Well,
like a speaker or something. Like
on where? What? Right now?
Pebble.
The Pebble doesn't have a speaker. No. What? We gained a listener.
I reopened
Welcome.
The page. Is what happened.
Welcome to the end of the show. If you're here to hear dank Sonic music, well, I'm sorry, but that'll just wait a few minutes. Okay, we're just finished now.
He's probably just gonna play random music in this folder, not even Sonic music.
No. The
it's
Sonic
Radio
music kicks in once he disconnects.
Sega.
So they, oh, sorry, they play, Sega music.
They play Sega music.
But everyone you know, just waits gets for the radio. Sonic music.
Nobody cares about
the thing.
Rystar.
You know what it needs? It needs some space dandy.
That's, just like
that's licensed music, sir. We can't play that.
Listen, WWE.
Listen, we can play any copyrighted music you want from the Sega library, but once you go out of that, it's up in the air.
In other words, Punk Wavemaster.
What about some electro swing?
I've always maintained that the reason why like Sega doesn't clamp down on like people pirating Sonic games and whatnot is because
they
won't. They're quite literally at the point where, like, oh my god, there's Sonic fans.
But you mean music?
Let's not do anything.
But you mean music?
What about music?
But you meant music then?
What?
Play something off the new Crush 40 EP.
I need to download that still.
By the way, our next guest.
Oh my
Johnny
god,
Johnny Joelle.
Is that how you pronounce his
you
name?
You know what? He would actually come on. I would bet you he would actually come on.
I don't know how to pronounce the dude's last name. I've always called him Goulet.
Juelle.
I think it's Juelle. I thought it was always Juelle.
I just call him Goulet because I don't know how to pronounce that last name.
Okay, I'm signing off.
Goodbye.
You wing ass motherfucker. Shit gets real.
I'm signing off before my headache just continues to escalate from here.
Was my evil voice too much?
I hear 18 as well. People talking over each other, and I'm just nope.
Black Doom.
But, oh,
he's going to kill you.
Inhaling while having alcohol in your mouth is not a good idea.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So I guess.
Are you sure you're not smoking?
So, Spinnick's giving me. If there were a sign that said "Wrap it up," like in that Dave Chappelle skit. He's
I'm
the one
sorry,
that's
Ashley.
Right now. Wrap it up.
Okay, wrap it up.
So, I don't know what's happening next week. Well, there is.
I'll be here.
There's an RSN Live next week.
Kill me.
The week after that, I don't know because I have jury duty, and if I get selected, apparently that's a week long commitment to justice.
I mean, I'll host. I just gotta set everything back up again.
I can imagine
Royster
sitting there. He puts his leg up and goes, "He's guilty. He's a dirty little fucking cunt."
I don't know why we're here. We should have been hanging him an hour ago.
What do you have against people who don't have accents?
What did he do? He robbed
okay.
them all.
Everyone
oh, no,
like
hanged him anyway.
Are you like, what's his name from Stanley from The Office? Who's just like, I love jury duty because you get like free coffee.
Do you not look good?
Look at
the chat room!
Oh god, I'm so sorry!
Look at this guy not paying attention to the chat room!
Why?
And you yell at me! You yell at me for not paying attention! And now I've got a headache!
Oh god.
Headaches for everyone!
You get a
I've
headache.
I've got a massive
headache. Everyone gets a headache. I should wrap this up before the sun
I'm
goes
fine.
Down.
I'm fine. I'm just
so.
Tired.
Yeah.
What? Yes, RSM what? Live. Everyone gets a headache.
Yep. It's our new tagline.
Are you gonna add it to the ticker at the top?
No, RSM
ticker.
Live.
We
make contact AIDS from us.
We have a ticker at the bottom.
The random thing at the top.
Does OBS have like a back-end scripting language that we can just like feed data in so you could like have a live ticker, or is it just like no, you're stuck with what you got?
Look, I'm
we need an RSN bot.
More effort than I already have into this. So
on Twitter. Let's wrap it up.
I guess you could write a
You already put more effort than you already have. That doesn't make any sense.
We're gonna overrun. We got 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
Overrun.
Got 6 minutes.
You can't do
look,
that.
Hey,
people
look,
need that Sonic music.
Look, Rexy's show isn't on for like at least another 8 hours.
Name
so,
drop. No, I'm kidding.
So we can do this for like another 8 hours if we really needed to.
Yeah,
I'm guessing the rates is then, and then we can talk. All
right. Hey, I can drop a name too. Radio Slayer.
I can name honestly, drop too. Soul Tear.
I can't stand your voice anymore, Dean. It's driving me up a wall. I'm sorry.
He's Sir Croft has been suppressed.
Silenced.
Manchester accent the over ding, a shitty microphone.
The ding sounds way better than his voice. Dong. I'll take that any day. Ping pong. Alright. Are we done?
I'm working no. at it. God damn.
Just you know, wrap it up, man.
What do you want me to play?
You should play Toot Sonic Warrior.
I can't play the Humpty Dance.
We're still out of focus? God damn it. What the fuck, Hangouts?
What are you... What?
There. Who's all I had to focus? Do was nudge my face forward. There what? We go. Wait, okay, don't worry about it too much. Just don't worry about it too much.
What the fuck just happened?
Just don't worry about it too much. Pretend it never happened. Oh my god, you guys need to stop. Okay, I'm drawing
you
the line.
You should play a rarely played and controversial Sonic song, Green Hill Zone. No one would expect it.
Alright, you want an unexpected Sonic song. I guess Sonic X.
Which version? We'll never know.
Nobody expects the Sonic X.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. The Spanish version of the Sonic X song.
El Sonico! Exit!
Actually, you should play this.
Oh my god!
Oh. I can't tell if that goes on over the stream. I can't tell if it goes on over the stream! The Four Kids National Anthem. You want me to play the Four Kids National Anthem? I'll play the Four Kids National Anthem. Just give me a second to have it downloaded, because...
It's so fucking bad!
YouTube...
The top comment is amazing.
Oh, I can't tell.
You know, this brings back memories. It really does, because I used to watch Fox Kids.
We want the high quality only. It's downloading. Why are we saying Voice Plus? Everyone's abandoning ship. Okay, then. So, you guys want to hear the... Please unmute. I be good. You better be good! Oh my god.
I love how they got one character from every series to sing a verse, but Knuckles got thrown in there, too.
Knuckles is like...
God, this is awful.
You get one line.
They all get one line.
This is
just Knuckles got tossed in.
Knuckles got tossed in, because unlike Sonic, he doesn't chuckle, alright?
Oh god. Yeah, well, he does look pretty fucking angry.
He does look pretty... he does look pretty fucking drugged, I mean...
Yeah.
You look pretty fucking drunk.
Oxycodone is a strong combination.
Strunk.
Strunk. Okay, you have like a- well, that's it for RSL
Okay,
Live,
good.
I guess this Fuck. Week. There's okay. still daylight out there, so that's good, right?
There's no daylight here. I don't know what you're talking
look at
about.
The stream!
Okay, I'm looking at it.
I like how that guy with the long nose is just floating in the background.
We can't see blue jacket guy anymore.
Is he there?
I'm pretty sure he is just plotting and playing. He's gonna come up right up to the camera.
No, maybe he's like planning on throwing a stone at it or something. It's just like, they'll never know it was me.
They'll never know. It's the perfect crime. Alright, so yeah, you guys should probably say bye!
Bye.
Bye.
Sayonara.
And they're off. Okay, so that's another week of RSN Live. Yeah, we'll be back next week doing something, I'm sure. Until then, Rax requested this, so yell at him, blame him, flood him with your hate messages. I don't know. This was Rax's choice, not mine.
And now, the stars of 4Kids will sing the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light
what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air,
gave proof through the night
that our flag was still there.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
From all of us at 4Kids TV.
There is nothing about this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I built with your bodies with your very blood.
You hear that, Tupac? You've made a friend.
Yeah!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.